9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring today. Robert Half is here to help. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Here's your closing bell brief for Friday, April 12th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. There was a sell-off on Wall Street to end the week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 476 points to close at 37,983. The S&P 500 was down 76 points, and the Nasdaq finished the day 267 points lower. For the week, the Dow was down 2.4%, the S&P fell 1.6%, and the Nasdaq was down 0.5%. Markets were spooked today by the first batch of bank earnings. Shares of JPMorgan Chase fell 6.5%. The bank reported first quarter earnings rose 6%, but projected weaker growth for the rest of the year. Citigroup reported a 27% drop in its first quarter profit as expenses offset revenue gains by some of its biggest businesses. Shares dropped 1.7%. Wells Fargo shares were down 0.4%. The bank said it earned $4.6 billion last quarter, down 7% from a year earlier. Losses extended to BlackRock, whose shares declined 2.9%, even though the world's largest asset manager reported first quarter earnings that beat analysts' expectations. Elsewhere in company trading, U.S. Steel shareholders approved the sale of the company to Japan's Nippon Steel, despite ongoing regulatory reviews that are raising doubts about the $14.1 billion deal. U.S. Steel shares fell 2.1%. Shares of Zoetis fell 7.8% after we reported that the company's arthritis drugs for dogs and cats have come under scrutiny over possible side effects. The company said the medicines are safe. And shares of Globe Life rebounded after the insurer's stock plunged around 50% yesterday. A short seller has alleged financial misconduct of the company. The company says the short seller is mischaracterizing facts. Shares finished 20% higher today. We'll have more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.